Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Free Therapy Thursday with Alan, Mike, and Mary. We have psychologist Dr. Elaine Ducharme alongside. Elaine sent me a note yesterday and said, and when I read it, it gave me a nervous
You got
twitch.
A twitch?
Really? Automatically.
My right eye started to just like blink a little bit.
And then he told us, and we were like, you sure we want to talk about it? So sorry, God. But I think we have to talk about it, you know?
The elephant in the room, otherwise known as... That relative.
That relative, that political stance.
Political stance. Yeah.
What do we do in a world?
How to deflect and get it over with.
Exactly. And, you know, I think that there really are some ways that we can get through this. I mean, we are in a world that's very divided and people are very anxious. So I came up with a few tips to just kind of keep people kind of in the straight and narrow and help people enjoy the holidays. Because the reality is it's okay to have different opinions about a lot of things. If we didn't, the world would actually be boring.
That's right.
So it's just how we manage our reactions. So the first thing is to find some areas that you agree on. You know, talk about things that you do agree on. Oh, you may have a different solution, but yeah, we really do need better schools, or we have to come up with a good kind of a healthcare plan. Let's listen to each other, maybe just sharing and hearing each other. Being open and kind. Don't use loaded language. You know, avoid name calling. You're never going to get a good reaction when you call people names.
You shut people down, I would think.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you automatically become defensive and do the same thing. So
exactly.
Then it just starts a whole time lane thing.
Exactly. And especially at parties or at holiday celebrations, if there's alcohol involved. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, you know, when there's alcohol involved, just avoid these topics completely. Mm-hmm. When tensions rise, think about how can you keep calm? We've talked here about breathing all the time. Mm-hmm. To just, you know, separate yourself. You don't have to talk. I mean, we have the sense that we have to have a response. We have to talk. Sometimes just sitting back and taking a breath may be helpful.
We go back to the old Night of Light Laughter with Tina Georgie, and that line, ain't that something?
Yes.
You don't say.
Excellent.
Really?
That's a great way of doing it. Or, wow.
How about that?
I did not know that.
Exactly. You know, even as a therapist, there are times, I mean, I don't challenge people always on their beliefs. Mm-hmm. I mean, that wouldn't be my job. So sometimes just saying, wow, that's kind of interesting.
Interesting.
Or tell me more about that. Or don't tell me more about that. You know? The other thing is to think about your goals. Are you trying to change that person's opinion?
Oh.
Yeah. Not ever going to happen. So think about it. If that's what you're trying to do, give it up. And recognize that, you know what, it's you just aren't going to change anybody's
mind. Play Let It Go from Frozen in your head.
I love it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And then just start to dance around the kitchen, you know? Remembering, as I said, disagreeing is okay. And know when to end the conversation. You know when it's time to say, you know, I think I'm going to run to the bathroom, or it's time to take the turkey out of the oven. That's really helpful.
Did someone call my name?
Exactly. Oh, my phone is going off.
You know, the kids are too quiet.
I know. I better check. So we can have all these escape routes that we can, you know, figure out how to end the conversation. But I think the most important one actually is to be proactive. Think about who's going to be in the grouping.
Form a strategy.
Right. Form a strategy. And come up with things you want to do. So like play games. I mean, things that make you laugh. Have you guys ever played like Apples to Apples?
Oh my gosh, Apples to Apples is so fun.
Yeah, and there's this one headband game.
That's a good one, headbands.
So there are all kinds of things that you can do and sit around and really laugh.
There are so many other things happening in the world that aren't politics.
Exactly, and if you decide that you want to use these holidays to really reconnect with people that you love, that just because you have different ideas, it doesn't matter. You love them for a lot of other reasons, and we just want to celebrate that and celebrate the good in the world, the good that Mike just shared with me about all the gifts that have been given for a Christmas wish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's unbelievable, and I want to thank everybody out there for being so supportive of Mike
it's been
for
amazing.
Doing this, and all of you for supporting it. So I think the one other game I just wanted to mention, we had this at our house last year, a big box of chocolates that had different flavors. And you cut these chocolates and pass them around. Everybody had to figure out what the flavor was.
That sounds like a winner to me.
It was a big winner. Some of them were good, apricot or whatever. Yep. Others were things that would not necessarily be mentionable on air. But they were terrible, horrible
things. So it's like those jelly beans from Harry Potter.
Exactly.
Bean Boozled.
Every bean.
Exactly. But it's in chocolate, which went very well with wine. So it was an event.
That's perfect.
I thought she was going to say Twister.
You're going to have to tell me where to get
that. That sounds like an urgent care visit on the holiday.
Anyways, I want to wish everybody a happy, healthy holiday season. Joyous and hopefully a little bit of relaxation in there for all of you. And thank you guys for always letting me be on the show and share this kind of knowledge.
Dr. Ducharme, if somebody would like to chat with you, how do they go about it?
DrElaineDucharme.com.